Impressing others can, without doubt, bring short-term rewards. Impress your boss and you might get a raise, a promotion, or both. But there's something much more important, much bigger in play here. Hi, I'm Bernie Diamond and welcome again to Fresh. We saw yesterday, through this powerful verse, that there's a fine line between doing a good job and living under the yoke of being a people pleaser. Colossians chapter 3, verse 23. In all the work you're given, do the best you can. Work as though you're working for the Lord, not any earthly master. By all means, in all that you do, do the very best you can. But instead of using your God-given talents simply to impress others, use them to glorify God. That's where the freedom is. That's where the fulfillment lies. And that in itself may well bring you some short-term rewards. But there's a bigger picture, a much bigger picture to all of this, because, verse 24, remember that you'll receive your reward from the Lord, who'll give you what he promised his people. Yes, you're serving Christ. He is your real master. Now, honestly, given a choice between receiving a reward from someone you've impressed or receiving a reward from God, be it in this life or in eternity, which would you rather have? Sure, we can struggle with that the lure of a short-term reward can be strong. So let me ask you, which reward would be greater? Who's able to reward you more and for longer, for eternity? The people on this earth or God himself? Remember that you'll receive your reward from the Lord, who will give you what he promised his people. That's his word, fresh for you today. Powerful stuff, God's word, isn't it? In helping us to get the right perspective on life. That's why I'd love to send you your Fresh Devotional every day. It's completely free. Just stop by at freshdevotional.org, and when you do subscribe, you'll immediately receive a copy of my ebook, How Can I Hear God Speak to Me? That web address again is freshdevotional.org.